I'm Lando Calrissian. Glad to make your acquaintance.
Welcome to Lando Calrissian Experience, y'all.
We ain't gonna spoil it. So ignore this brief conversation. We ain't gonna spoil shit.
Yeah. So
just cut that shit out.
Thank y'all for listening, as always. James is here. Teddy's here. Jules is going to see. What is he going to see tonight?
The Mummy.
Which is, I'm betting is gonna be bad. But
I don't think so.
We'll see.
This whole monster theater shit. They're trying to do with all these different monsters. They're doing Lady Frankenstein next. And then they're doing Invisible Man, and that's Johnny Depp.
Dr. Jekyll's and Mr. Hyde's already in The Mummy.
Is it in The Mummy?
No, Dr. Jekyll is in The Mummy. That's Russell Crowe. He's Dr. Jekyll.
Oh, that's tight.
Yeah, but they're trying to do a whole, like, cinematic universe, though.
I don't see what's wrong with that. But the question is, so who's going to be the protagonist, though?
I don't know.
Tom Cruise, it looks like. Short ass.
No, it ain't Tom Cruise. Like, they say they don't know. They just basically doing all these different ones. They're going to try to get them coming
together. So it's not a main protagonist?
No. Unless they're going to bring all the protagonists together. Right? It's an adult monster squad.
That's just insane. Now, that'd be dope. They had
it will be an kids. Adult monster
that's squad. That's probably what we're calling it, Dave.
No, monsters. Make it kids. Like the real monster squad was.
It's this kind of graphic, though.
This is some graphic stuff they showing on this one, dog.
They could be teenagers, though.
Yeah,
they could be like 18.
Oh, why can't they be an adult of the actual monster squad?
Well,
go back
that's what
and get the
said.
Real. Go to get the real people that were in the monster squad.
It's too late because you already got protagonists for a couple of them.
Fuck them, they die. Oh, you got the real monster.
He said, "Fuck them, they die."
Look, we bring it back to real. No. I mean, you could bring them in as like the
the consultant.
Yeah, and be like, we gotta go back deep, y'all. Real deep.
But if it's the
and
mummy,
and they got all regular jobs and shit, like somebody in accounting,
so the
somebody
question
like
is,
work at Arby's.
The question is, do they kill the movie? Do they kill the mummy, or does she just get contained?
No,
I'm saying if you're gonna have a sequel,
well, she's supposed to come back, so she's got to be just contained.
Okay, there. Well, cool. I'm cool with that.
Yeah, the Monster Squad gotta be coming back.
That would be so fucking dope.
It could be random jobs they got right now too, though. Like I'm talking about accounting. Right. Somebody work at Arby's,
right? A claims clerk. Some nigga work at Walgreens.
We're in a call center. We gotta get the team back together. He's like, shit, I've been waiting on this.
I got
quit.
My stakes, nigga.
I quit.
Dipped in platinum.
and they just come out with or the Frog Brothers from they fucked that all up with the Lost Boys, but because they did like five of them.
Sure. I mean, there's a couple of them that you could do. I mean, the Monster Squad would probably be the dopest, but I'm trying to think of what else. There's been a couple. Like, they even do, what was the one, the Boy Scouts Guide to Saving the World or some shit, when it was like a zombie apocalypse or some shit like that?
Oh, was that the one that got old boy from,
it was a bunch of no-name dudes. It was funny as hell, though.
That's not the one where the dude, no, that's Zombieland I'm thinking about.
Oh.
Zombieland was good, too. They supposed to have a sequel for that shit.
They need to just, they gonna bring back all the, like, it's gonna be Tom Cruise. What the fuck is your boy's name? Hugh Jackman gonna come back as Van Halen.
Oh, man. I remember I was hyped for that movie. After I got out of that theater, I was like, y'all motherfuckers.
It was close. And then it just got real.
Yeah, at the beginning it was like, okay, all
right.
And then it was like, okay, I let that slide. And then a couple of different things like, god damn, man.
He killed.
Hey, you know what it looked like? You know what type of tempo they had? That is the movie equivalent of the NBA 2017 series.
It's about the finals?
Yeah, the finals.
Like,
wow.
They're like, okay, this is going to be great. This is going to be a good season.
Oh, look at them balls.
Look at okay, that's some bullshit, but that's cool. That's the refs fucking that up.
They can come back.
Dude, what's crazy, what pissed me off about Van Helsing was Kate Beckinsale to travel with you all throughout this damn movie. She dies because you tackle her? Are you serious? It's a random tackle.
Yeah.
She's dead. I was like,
snapped her neck.
What up, man? Finish up with your review of Wonder Woman, man.
All right. Did we finish the introductions?
Yeah, everybody know
we are. Okay, right. We in this piece, man. Yeah. All
right. Wonder Woman.
Oh, so before you do that, people love the fact that we spoil Alien Covenant for them. People, like, people tweeting a letter was like, God damn, y'all spoiled it for me. I didn't even fucking know what was going to happen. Why did y'all get there? And I was like, it was bad, though. He was like, yeah, man. Because I went to see it right after you did. I saw it on other conventional methods. Nice. It's just as bad as you said, maybe even worse.
I told you. But here's the thing, though. Everybody that liked Prometheus really liked that movie.
But see, I guarantee the people I learned that like Prometheus so much don't even like the Alien, regular Alien franchise, though, or don't even know about it or associate themselves with it.
How?
Because it ain't no fucking aliens in the goddamn Prometheus.
Right, it's not to the end.
Yeah,
right.
But I'm saying, though, it's not even based. We came from Aliens.
Right. You came from
Alien
Ripley.
3, right. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. That's real.
We came from Ripley, so yeah, man.
Yeah. Like, I mean, and I was reading another article. Somebody got real deep on this one, and we'll get in your Wonder Woman. But this is something I did want to bring up.
Yeah, go ahead.
This motherfucker wrote a thing, and he said basically, Ridley Scott is pissed off at James Cameron for making so good of a fucking Aliens 2 movie that he's trying to erase that whole kind of mythology. If you could look at everything he's doing.
Oh, James Cameron did.
No, Ridley Scott's mad at James Cameron in the way he went with the direction with the series, making it more action packed, more, because he really.
That's what I'm saying. That was James Cameron's doing,
right? And he introduced all the mythology that we love. He introduced basically all the dope mythology in his film. Though, if you think about it, with the Queen, with the the Whalen Corporation, how they was kind of constructed themselves, you know, all the different things that they piggybacked for the rest of, even going into Alien versus Predator, everybody took what he started and extrapolated on that.
James Cameron, the GOAT, man.
And they said Ridley Scott basically wanted to be in like a creationism thing.
Wow.
That he wanted the whole idea of an alien to be a creationist thing of like about the creator and about creation. And I was like, damn, that kind of makes sense. You look at it because you look Prometheus. And then basically, because remember when I was in that Weirded Me Out when we talked about Alien Covenant? So we basically saying now that Michael Fassbender's character, the android, is one that started Aliens. Because that doesn't make sense because we have a queen. That's the reason that you can be able to produce more by having a queen.
So he created the xenomorphs, basically.
Right, but that doesn't make sense in the real mythology because you have to have a queen to be able to produce all the massive eggs.
Unless
he's saying that Michael Fassbender character just made them and they just keep multiplying over time because of him. Then there's no purpose of a queen then, which James Cameron introduced.
I mean, there could be a queen, but they would have to spin it like.
Genetically like, engineered one.
Or even, like, if you left it on the planets on its own, evolutionary, techniques or whatever kind of took place, and they took on, like, the primordial order of bees.
But then it messes up the whole predator mythology with that, which introduced that was pretty dope, and that they created them to be able to train.
Well, so the question is, did they say they created them, or they? Because I talked to somebody else, and somebody else was under the idea that they would go to the planet and take them.
But no, but they can produce the queen though.
Who?
The aliens do. I mean, not aliens. Predators do.
So, if they produce the queen, then that will work in line, because you could say that if they are genetically engineered, they took one of them to say like, all right, well, we're going to take this one and make her into a queen so she can keep birthing the eggs instead of it has to go and trying to go back to wherever Fassbender is to go constantly. You see what I'm saying?
I guess it doesn't mean it's solid.
You know what I mean?
You're saying you can.
But
you can.
It's workable. It's workable, basically.
Basically, they fucked up all of Neil Brokamp's shit, though, for what he's trying to do with Alien. Because that's not happening no more. Alien 4 not happening no more.
Damn it.
Yeah. And they said his script was going to be so good because he was bringing back, what's homeboy's name that played Hicks? No, he played Hicks.
That was Bill Paxton, right?
No, Bill Paxton is dead anyway.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He's dead. No. Homeboy, Beal. Michael Bean.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They're going to bring him back. They're going to bring old girl to play Newt back and then Ripley and to basically act like 3 didn't happen. Because the original, this is crazy, man. Because I researched the whole, the original and next third Alien was supposed to be about Sigourney Weaver trying to rally different people in this certain area that didn't that only lived in a wood area. That the only thing they had to survive was wood. So weapons were wood. The creation of everything was wood because it was a wood-based planet. And she gets trapped there somehow. And then Michael Biehn, the second movie is Michael Biehn's helping out another group of people somewhere else with some other issue with the aliens. And then the third one was them coming together and defeating them overall total. It was supposed to be another it was going to be a trilogy. And then it just kept getting pushed back and fucked around. They had like seven different directors. And then that's when it finally went back to David Fincher. And then everything got fucked up. David Fincher basically got handicapped with the whole movie because he had the concept of doing it. I'll take that back. The Ripley part was right with the prison. Michael Biehn would be on the land with the wood. Okay. So, and then they were supposed to have a third one where they was all together with it. So, but after they kept cutting it, they lost like, I think, $110 million in pre-production on Alien 3.
Ouch.
Because they had so many different directors and people on the script. Like, it got so, like, mucked up that...
At the very end,
and it was with David Fincher. David Fincher's dope. And it was like, and they just strapped him down. They was like, look here, man, we only got like $30 million left.
What can you do?
Figure this out. They got so bad, they ended up having to go back and do reshoots. And then, like, they had to end up paying Sigourney Weaver, like, hella dough to show back up. Like, absorb my dough in her contract. And she didn't, like, they said, if you go back and look, she's wearing a, she only had her hair bald for 60% of the movie because they had to go back and do reshoots. So 40% of it, it's a makeup cap.
Because she
refused to cut her hair again. After, fuck that, y'all. We going back to do reshoots?
Right.
Nah, I'm not cutting my hair. That's not in my contract. And then they had to do a cap. They say if you really pay attention to some parts of the movie, you can see that she got a rubber cap on. But
hell no.
Yes, but he's fucking up the alien mythos, man. And we got to stop him from doing this stuff, man. Because it flopped though too. But go ahead, James. Okay. Oh, you going? Well, you know what? We'll let James come back in. And are you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. So go with this Wonder Woman review.
I'm a spoiler free review. Yeah. I rocked with it, man. It was a solid movie. Pretty good. Kudos to Patty Jenkins, man, for making the cast like work like she did, man. For real. Gal Gadot, she's Wonder Woman. She played the fuck out of the part.
Good shit.
She did. So she definitely did her job. World War One actually worked.
See, that was one of my things, though, because I was like, why would you pick World War One? Why don't we just go straight to these motherfucking Nazis and get this shit popping? Because you could really make it real evil with some Nazis.
Well,
but I'm just saying the most evil thing you could. I'm just saying that's an easy route is to go with Nazis.
Rating wise, is it. See it, stream it, or leave it?
See it.
Okay.
It's a see it.
Is this on the Teddy and Daryl curve?
See,
what are we going to give it?
See, I trust Teddy more than I trust Daryl. See, I trust Teddy more than... Because Teddy going to give me more of an unbiased opinion than you. You know that.
You can already tell he about to go. He just over the top your ass. All right, nigga, hold on. He just put the hat back.
No.
Because
I gave Logan love. I gave Logan love, and I thought I was going to hate that.
No, I know that. I know what you did, but...
Yeah, he just saying... Trend though,
but history has shown that I'm balanced.
If I, as much as I hate the Fox situation with X-Men, you'd have thought I came in and trashed, and I did not.
But it wasn't really X-Men though.
Yes, it was.
Logan.
Yes, yeah, X-Men movie.
Yes, X-Men movie. Though. It's Wolverine.
Yeah,
it's Wolverine, but it's
Patrick Stewart.
It's solely about Wolverine. Like it's not.
We didn't like the other two Wolverines though. Like come on, man.
No. I'm saying like
we shitted on the other two Wolverine films.
They needed to be shitted on. No.
We talk about the second one.
No.
Had potential as a motherfucker.
Right. I gave the samurai.
I said the third
one.
Act was bad. The third act was the only part that was bad.
Right. Okay. So that's what I'm saying.
It was like the Golden State Warriors last year.
Wow.
It was up 3 points. Going into since we use a basketball reference, that's one. You can't tell me that's what we like. And they have 20. Like, oh, they gonna stick. This is good. Oh, that's 3-2 now. Shit. Right. Then when Silver Samurai show you, like, oh god damn, they done tied it up 3-3. Then you see Viper come out and you like, oh lord, and they didn't. Oh, they didn't fuck this up.
Hey, I think I gave it a B. You gave it like a C.
Yeah, I gave it a C plus maybe. But so I'm balanced, man. I mean, somebody got somebody said, "Do I like anything?" Somebody just sent me in my inbox like, "Do you like anything?" And I was like, "Yeah, I like."
Go see Logan.
Yeah,
go see Logan. Go see Memento.
Yeah, go see Memento. You got to go back to 1998 movie. I do have an affinity for Memento, but no, I trust y'all. I've heard a lot of good things about it. Man.
Yeah, it's good. Like the one argument I kind of
because you've been saying those people, you text us in the chat group.
Yeah, man. Motherfuckers got a tendency to nitpick too much. I've literally read on the internet someone said, "Oh, well, the movie ain't right because Zai face ain't dark and they don't got red." Aries. It's pretty obvious when you watch the movie. That's one of the other things that's kind of predictable, but. If you know Wonder Woman lore.
But at this point, they needed to kind of do predictable. They couldn't go around this mulberry bush and try to make it all deep. Mm-hmm. Just hit the hole and keep running.
Right. It's not really a spoiler, man. Ares is one of her main villains. You know what I'm saying? So naturally, he's her Zai in so many words in the movie, if I had to say
it. Yeah, because I mean, I know in the mythology, that's like her uncle or something, right?
Brother.
Okay. Right, because of Zeus. Right.
Mm. So actually, I will say kudos on that too. They actually stuck to the origin story pretty fucking well.
Okay.
So they stuck to that pretty well. That was I love that they played on her ignorance.
Okay.
Like the fact that she.
I read that.
Yeah. So because that's one thing about Wonder Woman, she comes into our world, she don't know shit about our world. It's outside of what she has read in the book. You know what I'm saying? So and then you find out, all about the Amazons and shit like that. You see Ann Wolf in there. I was like, damn, Ann Wolf got big.
Ann Wolf always been big.
No, I was like,
Ann
I didn't
Wolf
realize.
Always been big.
No, she's. I'm talking about she like cockier, yeah, dude. Like
she's always been Wolf. Boxing shit.
I know she's big, but I didn't realize she was big like that. Her and
Layla Lees was to fight each other. Like that's how big she is, though.
Whoa. And like
go look up Ann Wolf like knock out the
Ward. Vonda Ward.
Oh, that's the one, yep.
Vonda Ward.
Yeah. Yep. And look, this chick was like 6'6", though, Teddy. And let's say she's 5'10".
She's like the female. It's like the female drive. I'm going to say going to female Tyson.
Yeah, look.
No bullshit.
Wait, was that the other?
It was. This chick was undefeated, too.
What? Was it the tall, blonde chick?
Yeah.
The short black chick, that's Sam Wolf.
Yeah. That's why she was just like taking. I mean, this chick is like a giant. But I'm saying, but the white chick was like huge.
No,
she's like a fucking.
She was like the female. She was like the female version of Ivan Drago.
Yeah, exactly.
For real.
There you go. That's a good. Yeah.
And she knocked.
It'd be like if Carl Withers actually fought beat.
And you actually heard the impact of her face. Oh, wow. Like.
And she dropped it, knocked her out. Like
she only got one. I think she only got one actual loss in her whole career.
Yeah, and it was like, I thought it was early in her career.
And then she got that rematch, she got that back in.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, so her and Layla was supposed to fight at one point. Like, he was supposed to fight.
But anyway,
she big as shit.
Yeah.
Right, she big as motherfucker. But nah.
But no, the reason I know she big as shit, because she was training, what's his name? It was another boxer.
James Kirkland?
Yep, James Kirkland, yeah. And I saw HBO behind the thing. I was like, damn, she out there throwing tires with him?
Fuck yeah. So just that had her in the movie, had on there. I think she was supposed to be Artemis, if I'm not mistaken. But I didn't think they called her Artemis by name.
It is.
Oh, she supposed to be Artemis?
Yeah.
Okay.
But,
damn, okay.
Which makes sense.
Artemis. Not the same Artemis that'll be in Young Justice, right?
No. The Artemis that's on Themyscira.
Got you. Okay.
So just the Artemis on Themyscira. But now, it was pretty good, man. Like, you had Claire Underwood, Robin Wright. She was her, I forgot her aunt's name. That fucking fast. I don't know. I'm good at remembering stuff like that. Hippolyta, she was good in there, man. You found out Hippolyta was shrill as fuck at one point. Which, like in the story, this is exactly how she was anyway. Yeah. It's like I said, it sticks to it pretty well. Like I said, only downsides I'll say is it's just kind of predictable. Like once you see how the movie, it's kind of predictable. But
they kind of needed that though, right? They couldn't take too many chances.
I can understand why they couldn't take too many chances to make it predictable.
I can
understand why. So that's why I said gave it a pass, and that I kind of wish they kind of would have shown the Amazons getting a little bit more screen time.
Yeah,
me personally, but. It is what it is.
Yeah. But, is it the best one so far of the DC movies, you think?
Second best.
Behind Man of Steel?
Man of Steel.
Okay.
Man of Steel, to me, still going to be the best one. And now I'm Superman fans because the way they played the story out makes sense for this reality. That's why I fuck with it. But I would say overall, man, I would say Chris Pine did extremely well, man. Steve Trevor. Like I said, the fact that World War One worked and the fact that made it, essentially the movie's just a flashback. Okay. You find this out literally the first 5 minutes, in, like less than 5 minutes into the movie.
But I mean, I figured it would be that. Yeah.
So it's
just
her reminiscing about some shit, you know, reminiscing about what's going on because, you know, Bruce Wayne's helping out, of course, where everything going just elite. So she's just Diana Prince. You find out how she got named Diana Prince. You find out a whole lot of shit, man. It's pretty cool, man. So it's I would
does
say
it set up well for this. Is anything in there set up for Justice League, or is it really kind of a standalone film?
It's more of a standalone kind of, joint.
Okay. But she needed that though. She didn't need to have nothing tied into fucking.
Only tie in is just her and just Batman really kind of just sending her the original photo from
But that was
from Batman.
They showed
that
in the Batman's right.
Right. Okay. So that he had the photo. That he had the photo, but he actually gave her the original.
Oh wow! Like here.
Yeah, this is just a gift to you. Here's the original. I would love to hear your story one day.
Okay.
And then that's when she has that's when she's just going to throw back reminisce mode. Mm-hmm. Remember everything from her being a little girl all the way to she was Wonder Woman fighting World War One.
Okay.
So
what do you give it out of 10?
I give it 8.5 out of 10. Only because it was just only because it was predictable. And I wish I could have seen more.
Is the length of issue?
No, you know what? And that's another thing, too, man.
2.5 hours, bro. Fuck.
You know what, though? But you know what, though?
Man, you got to see this together, Ted. Because in the middle of BVS, we looked at each other like. And it was just like, And I looked at it like, damn, we still got an hour left in this bitch.
My thing about people complain about, it's too long. I said, look, okay, niggas just got done watching Guardians of the Galaxy. Guardians of the Galaxy is literally the same fucking length plus a good 10, 11 minutes worth of fucking after shit. Mm-hmm. Y'all be all right. That's why I'm like, fuck out of here. Y'all be all right. Shut the fuck up. Y'all be all right. Like, nah.
And motherfuckers sat in there for fucking Avatar, too.
Man, niggas started for fucking Star Wars. Yeah. Man, dude, like, I'm gonna watch the uncut version 3 hours long and everything. Like, get the fuck. Niggas watch Dune, okay? And that's long as fuck.
Look here. Speak for yourself.
Long as shit. Don't get me wrong, I heard Dune is good.
You said you was going back to watch it, right?
I still am taking it. I just haven't had to.
And I asked, you know, I might need to go back. I just want to see, like, I haven't seen it in maybe damn near 20 years or something.
So that's one, like, I know I might watch that plus the TV version, because TV version I heard is kind of like more expensive than the movie version. So,
oh yeah, because the TV version was a mini series. Was it like 3 days or some shit?
Something like that. It was easily 6+ hours.
Okay.
So worth the stuff. So
all right, Teddy. Go ahead.
No, but that's why I said about Wonder Woman. So I would say, especially, man, if you got daughters, man. Take me go see that.
Yeah,
man.
I'm just worried. My daughter's crazy. Take me go see that. So I don't even know. Only reason I asked her, I was like, you want to see Wonder Woman? She's like, yeah, but it wasn't like excited. Like, she wants to see Spider-Man. Because, like, Spider-Man relates to kids, man. Like, Xander has Spider-Man comic books in her room. Like, she took my Spider-Man comics and she was like, she calls them the classics. Because I'd be like, she all my comic books. Can I have a classic?
So she right.
Can I see the classic?
It might be like that because you didn't really have no Wonder Woman laying around either, though. You know what I mean?
But
when there's not a lot of Wonder Woman on television either.
And you know, no, they got a Spider-Man cartoon.
Right.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that she watches. So
yeah, Wonder Woman doesn't have her own platform. Yeah. Right. Outside this, like, her first kind of true platform like this, like, as far as we're concerned. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, like in a long
Thor,
time.
She's in the Thor. She's Iron Man, Hulk, because I think he's green and he looks funny, you know, to a kid. But I think I'm going to take a Spider-Man. Maybe, I don't know. Because if I go, I'm going like at 10 in the morning, though. Like on a Saturday when I won't mess, just in case we got to dip up out of there and it ain't pretty. So if y'all ever at Creve Core 12 and it's somebody like, you sure? You don't want to see? That's me, y'all. That's me and my daughter. Teddy, you got to see Assassin's Creed on your Hawaiian trip?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, man. Here we go. Go ahead.
So I don't have a solid background in Assassin's Creed. I may have played it like once or twice.
Okay.
So I don't know like
all the mythology and all
that. Yeah, you're right. All the super background history. So this is honestly
it's a general this movie
like, watching. It's a layman's sort of like, you know, I'm walking in fresh.
Mm-hmm.
It was okay.
Okay.
It was okay. I probably give it like a C+.
Okay.
Is
it worthy of a sequel? Because they're trying to make 40s.
I can see them doing a sequel.
I think they're making a TV show of it now because they had to step back from that because they didn't make no money.
Right. I can see them doing a sequel to it. Fassbender kind of saves it. You know, because I can see...
He picks a lot of bad movie roles on the Lolo. Nobody's ever brought that up.
Well, what else is bad?
All the X-Men movies.
First Class.
Okay. But he's got two other ones. That's two. Both of the Alien movies.
Wait,
that's
four. Days of Future Past?
That's
a bad movie.
That's
debatable.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. So, like...
I remember I thought about that. Keep going. I'm going to pull up this thing real quick.
So, the choreography was pretty decent. The CGI was pretty decent. It was weird. I don't know. I guess because I wasn't that familiar with it. You know, I didn't really have large expectations. I just wanted it to be watchable. You know what I mean? The storyline was cool. There was a couple parts. Like, I think the ending was kind of anticlimactic, though. The ending was, I was like,
I had an anticlimactic ending.
But other than that, solid. I give it a C plus, somewhere around there. Like, it's just one of those movies, like, it came on cable, and you was folding your clothes, you wouldn't change it.
Okay, it's a folding clothes movie.
Yeah, like, you'd be like, oh, okay, this is cool.
Okay, I take that back.
Netflix movie, so
I'm just holding a lot of things for the X-Men movies. I take that back. I'm sorry, Michael Fassbender. He's had better movies than I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just hold a lot of
things. I mean, he just did X-Men Covenant, so that's probably still stuck in
your head. Yeah, but I'm not saying he's bad. I'm just saying the movie choices were.
Well, here's the thing, though. I almost feel like sometimes it's really hard depending on the actor, because the actor can only do so much to try to bring this role to life.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? So if they, like, the actor don't control
the story. Rutger Hauer Mickey Rourke's supposed to be the all-time person that picked the worst movies.
I mean,
because he's missed out on like four or five like franchises. You look up like all the stuff he missed out on that he passed on. And what he went to get afterwards, is unmentionable.
Well, but the thing is, you just never know. You just never know how it's going to hit. You know what I mean? And so, like, you're just like, yo, this looks like it's cool. It's a video game. Like, this is one of those things that could really pop, you know, because it's superhero-ish. I'm trying to rebound from X-Men Apocalypse. Like a motherfucker. And actually, I do some actual fighting. Like, I get physical. It's not like, you know.
Can a video game movie even work?
In the right context again.
I think that it could.
Depends on the duration, man.
Cause have we had one that's been good?
Tomb Raider. Tomb Raider was pretty.
I'd have to see. I mean, Ninja Turtles was a comic book first, so.
Right, so that doesn't count.
That doesn't count.
No.
I
guess what, Mortal Kombat 1?
Mortal Kombat 1. Even though they say, like, if you look at the rating.
Don't say Mortal Kombat 2.
No, fuck no. Hell, if you look at the rating of Mortal Kombat 1, they were saying it was a flop.
Right, but no, I'm saying this pure movie, though, Mortal Kombat may be the best video game movie.
I'm trying to think of what are the other options, though. Like,
we got a lot.
Like, Mario Brothers was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Double Dragon was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Street Fighter was super fucking horrible.
Yep.
They need to redo that. This is like the perfect time to redo it.
They did. What's the movie?
Last Starfighter technically was one.
That might be the best one, then. Last Starfighter was good.
Yeah, that Starfighter was really good. Well, was it really good because we were young?
That's a great point. I need to revisit it then.
Yeah.
What's the one where the one fighting game?
Tekken
horrible. Was horrible. What was the other one that's kind
of
like Tekken?
King of Fighters.
Did they do a King of Fighters?
They did do a King of Fighters. It was also trash.
Oh, Dead or Alive.
Dead or Alive.
Yep. Because Whatchacallit played the black
Brian White.
Yep. That's the one I'm thinking about. Yep.
Yeah, that was also trash.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Mortal Kombat 2 is trash. Did they do a Killer Instinct movie?
Nah. That's hard to do, man.
They did Halo, though.
Yeah, that was they made it a series, though.
What, Resident Evil? You got Resident Evil?
That's true. The first Resident Evil.
No. None of them were good.
First Resident Evil was good. Silent Hill.
Yeah, Silent Hill.
That's number two. Silent Hill may be number two. Silent Hill is good.
It was cool.
Resident Evil, all of them are bad, Teddy.
I think Silent Hill, I would probably give a B. Resident Evil, I'd probably give it like a C plus.
Yeah. Oh, but I'm so Silent Hill's number two behind Mortal Kombat. So Mortal Kombat and Silent Hill
and Starfighter is in question.
Yeah, it's up for debate.
We gotta go back.
I gotta give Angelina Jolie her credit on Tomb Raider, man.
I mean, too. When it first came out, people really liked it.
So I gotta give her credit on Tomb Raider, man. You gotta.
Why did we just go? Because it was Angelina Jolie at the time.
It's true. I'm sure that
that's a lot of clouding, a lot of dust clouding that up.
A lot of smoke and mirrors in this motherfucker.
All right. Have you finished seeing Dear White People, James?
I got like halfway through. It's been so much good stuff.
It's pretty
man.
Good, man.
It's I know
pretty,
it's been it so much other good stuff that popping up, man. I've been like, I got to finish with. Like, I've been watching that one show that I think we say seen the trailers on. It's in trailers on Netflix, The Keepers.
Yeah, I know you put it on that. So I put it on my list because I know it's ridiculous,
nigga. Nigga.
We'll talk about that in the trailer. We'll talk about that because I want you to talk about that a little bit in trailers.
No.
The Get Down is getting canceled, y'all. I finished the Get Down.
Man, but I understand why.
But you know what? That second part of season wasn't that good, man.
They changed it? They flipped it up?
The second part of the season? Yeah, some of it was animation.
I saw that. The reason why?
Because the fucker was like 25 million per episode or some shit. That's why they was doing animation with that shit, I think, on the back end. It was cheaper to do animation than doing all... Because the scenes they're doing, they're, like, traveling, like, hella far in some of these scenes. Like, oh, I got to go to the other part of the Bronx, and they'll do an animation.
Right.
Instead of them traveling, talking. Like, it'll be walking with somebody talking.
Right.
Why can't you just show them niggas getting on the train, and then fade out and fade in, and them niggas be there?
I have no idea. But it was 25 million. But I didn't, and it was short. It's shorter.
Yeah, it's only, like, what,
and I think I think it was overambitious.
I mean,
they had a lot of storylines they needed to clear up.
The way it ended is set up like for a second season.
Yeah, but I think they should have fast forwarded from that first season to like 5 years later, instead of trying to keep it a direct like the next day and shit. We waking up from the previous day,
right?
I think should have been fast forwarded 5 years. See where everybody's at. You can see where hip hop is at. You know, where disco's falling off or whatever's happening with disco. Because, dude, we see him as damn near a pseudo Nas and shit all the time. When we gonna get to that shit?
Jeez. Yeah. Oh, my. Okay, can we talk about that for a second? All right, man, I'm saying this because, man, I grew up listening to Nas, man. Thank you, Pops. Mm-hmm. My man can't. Okay. The way my man narrates the fucking story. I'm like, dude.
Nas is not the best actor.
He's the older version of the main character of the story.
His voice is not a good actor. Yeah. He's not a good voice.
Yeah, so he's not a voice.
He's just a voice. He's basically
one of the best MCs of all time, but can't act or do anything. So
the narration is horrible. I didn't think it was that bad because it's just a flashback.
It's just dreary.
It's just off. It's just off to me.
Yeah. Because it's not like a good like you gotta have a good voice to be a narrator though. He's super laid back in his personality. Like you don't need to be DMX either, but you know what I mean. So Chirac, I mean you know like, me and Chow.
I guess the only reason why I feel like that's okay because that's kind of how the character is. He talks like it's not like the only emotion ever pops out is when his chick is tripping.
Right, and he was crying and shit.
Right, that's really it.
He's the most crying ass dude on the TV show too, for the record. Just for the record, that's an offside of key thing.
Oh man!
But I saw Keanu too. It was
Keanu.
Keanu, yeah.
Yeah, I saw it.
That was cute.
Key and Peele can just I mean, they're magic behind it. I'm not even mad at it.
Like, okay, I didn't expect from it. I saw it on Cable. I was like, let me check this out. I would, you know, it was weird. It was funny. It was funny and Lee Rand. It was funny. For certain parts, as a black person, like I think it was just like when they changed their voices, like no motherfucker, you know what it is, like just funny shit like that, man. Like it was cool. It was a cool little flick, you know. Nothing to you know run home about. It's a good movie to check out on cable. You finally saw Guardians of the Galaxy all the way, right?
Mm-hmm.
You had already saw it though, right?
Or
you
just, yeah, I saw it.
You had saw it last year. What'd you think?
The ending was Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah,
there were two. I was like, damn.
I'm trying to remember what the ending was.
I mean, we can spoil it now. It's been like a month.
It hasn't been a month.
Yeah, it came out beginning of May.
Oh, psh, yeah, all right, cool. Yeah. No, Yondu died.
Oh yeah,
Yondu. He go out like a G though.
Yeah,
but he go out like a G. I was like, Jules,
let me give you a message to Jules since he ain't here, man. Jules, quit out here with this propaganda. Out here, mad. Just everything you bringing up, any debate in our group, if you want to join, go to Marvel versus DC on Facebook. Everything, anybody bring up anything about DC, they're like, man, DC just need to maybe, you know, just get a little bit better CGI. What about that baby shit that was going on with Marvel Galleries of the Galaxy? Y'all know that shit was whack. Like, oh, really, Jules? Okay. We gonna do that. Shit. So shout out to you, Jules. Since you ain't here, I'll slander you while you ain't here. You ain't want to come. I slander you here. All right, let's get in some news, fellas. Anybody else seen anything else they want to mention before? Chet, you saw like 15 movies, so yeah, you might want to run. Anything you want to mention? That was good. Let's don't even go through this stuff.
Cure for Wellness was interesting. Split was good.
Split is something else, man.
Ain't it? I need to see Split. I heard like, this.
Shyamalan might be back on track.
He redeemed himself with Split, though.
So if he does this, they said it's supposed to be. Unbreakable 2 is supposed to be combined with whatever happens in Split or whatever.
So is that really? So
yeah, they coming out. Because
he's at the
it's
end.
It's on track. Yeah, yes, it's yeah. on track.
So he has to track down.
Yeah, that's what's supposed to happen. Yep.
So yeah, Split and Unbreakable are in the same shared timeline.
And what's
called
to get out of jail timeline. Too? Mr. Glass?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's within the same shared timeline.
Yeah.
I mean, that's cool.
Will he have one of the best comebacks in director history if he can pull that off?
But here's the thing, though. Here's what's problematic about that thing.
You gonna let M. Night Shyamalan
No, no, no. M. Night Shyamalan is probably one of my favorite like, writer-directors.
Is he?
No, real talk.
Is he?
Real talk. Okay. And the only reason why I said it is because, philosophically, I always like the direction that he's heading. Now, he may not pull it off, you know, great. All the time, you know, like Airbender and all the rest of that stuff. Airbender had potential, but it flopped. You know what I mean? Jesus. And then that may have been also the problem with Airbender was that he was taking source material.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And he didn't know how to convert.
And he didn't even know how to. But when he does his own shit, like to this day, Lady in the Water, even though everybody hated that motherfucker.
You like Lady in the Water.
I like because there were so many different messages that he was pushing in there. That got lost because he couldn't get the financial backing to make it look like what he wanted it to look like. And the fact that he made that whole thing up for his kids, for his daughters. You know what I mean?
I didn't know that backstory.
Right, exactly. And that's where that really was like, you know what? That's cool. Because you think about it, cats were on his nuts for...
Six Sense.
And Signs.
And Unbreakable.
And I didn't even know
And I think Signs was kind of whack on the low,
well,
too.
Well, I thought... I wasn't even really that sure about Unbreakable. I thought Unbreakable was kind of like... It was like, okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He did something else, too, though.
Unbreakable
M-Night did something
though,
else, too, though, didn't
I need to revisit it. I think I watched it when I was half asleep, and I was like, okay, this nigga's yelling with a throat, and he that nigga, you know, if he look hard the wrong way, he breaking something. Like, I was like, I don't know if I'm really interested in seeing it. My pupil, you know, he's just like, what the fuck? So I was like, all right, that's cool, but it came in, so I'll revisit it. But, you know... They put you only as good as your last hit. So Airbender, what was the other one that he did?
The Happening was bad.
But
The Village was bad.
The Village was bad. But the thing is, people were upset because they wanted to see like monsters and shit.
Like, you know what?
And he was trying to 2019 Glass. That's what they call on the next one.
Oh, okay. So, well, that's what I'm saying. Like with the village, everybody was let down. Because he's king of spin. You know what I'm saying? So everybody's like, oh, he's king of the flip. Or twist.
Yeah.
He's king of the twist. Mm-hmm. So Village happens. Everybody's like, you know, expecting all the scary shit. Because then like Shyamalan, and he does it with suspense. And then niggas is like, oh, it's Village. Outside of the park. Right. Outside of the park. But when you think about it, that could actually be some real shit. Because there are motherfuckers who grow up in cults.
Yeah.
Who actually lived his life.
Doing the twist... fucked himself up. Like he always had to have the twist.
Well, that's his calling card.
Yeah. But you gotta kinda move away from it if you could come back to your calling card at some point. Like, you kinda everybody, like, okay, so what's the twist?
Right,
M.
what's
Night?
The twist? Right.
Is the mother really a man?
You see, know? See, the twist in Split though is that the main character is...
Well, everybody likes the message too.
Right, the message is Split, and then at the same time the main character is Bruce Willis's niece.
Didn't know that. When did they mention that?
At the very end, because they said your uncle is going to come get you. I don't know. I'm thinking that maybe that's the case, because you see how calm and shit she was throughout the entire fucking thing?
Nah, that's not his uncle. Cause
you don't think so? Is it?
No.
Okay, maybe I got this mistruth.
Her uncle was the one that actually caused it. So, that's another message.
Okay, I'm tripping.
What was the reason why he didn't fuck her? Why did he fuck her up?
Why didn't he, man? Because I can't remember. Okay, you got to tell me why Fresh Money Movie, dog.
So, the question though, we spoiling?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead. It's a movie, man. I'm mean, fucking regular,
yeah. So, basically, the whole story is about a dude that has DID, which is
Dissociative Identity Disorder.
Right. Dissociative Identity Disorder. So, basically, and this, there are the supposedly real cases where if somebody has a split personality.
They got off. People got off of crimes doing that.
Not the crimes, but the, physically, they change. Like,
your body chemistry changes.
Your everything changes. So, like, if you have so Daryl and Frank are two different people. Daryl's allergic to oranges. Frank isn't.
Oh, wow.
Frank can actually sit there and eat oranges and don't shit happen to him in the same body.
Damn. So your body actually changes chemically, which you can't even.
So
this other guy, Frank, may smoke.
Exactly. So it just comes down.
Got asthma.
Right, exactly. So the crazy thing about it is basically pushing the boundaries of your brain is really whatever it believes it is.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So they have like different scenarios on like allergies and shit like that that don't affect one that affect another. So in that, it was kind of cool in a fucked up way, but this dude has all these split personalities that he's been pushing to the background, and it ends up happening that he ends up trying to get into a situation where these other personalities start coming forward because, like, they develop due to stress or really bad, like, things that were horrible in your childhood. So there's like protective layers. You know what I'm saying? So he develops these other personalities to help protect the weaker ones. So something happens. He has to develop, one of his older personalities comes back, a stronger one.
And he gets more strength. He's stronger with that one.
Well,
that's the one that's the beast or whatever, right?
No.
That's the one that's.
Basically, what happens is when this happens, all these other. It kind of opens up the door for all these other personalities come through. So one's like a woman who's strict, like none. Another one's like a really anal, like, guy who's about cleanliness and all the rest of that stuff. So he starts. It kind of opens up this door. And so he's tired of being hurt, and he doesn't feel like, because he does have this this disorder, he's accepted by society. So
he's not accepted.
He's not accepted by society. Okay. So he has a therapist that's kind of trying to prove that this person, like, it's an actual disorder. Like,
Who is the? Is there even one real? Like, is
yes.
There, there's a general state of him, just like where he's just like just Ted.
When he snaps out of it.
Right.
For, he snaps out for a second.
For a second.
So a second, and he's like, he straight lost track of time.
When that event happened that made him open up to other personalities, mm-hmm. he went to the background, and his other personality stepped in front. So Daryl got pushed all the way behind the 27th personality.
Damn.
So, in other words, say, like, the last thing you remember as Daryl is maybe this time around 5 years ago.
Right.
Damn.
This day 5 years ago.
Right.
That, well, like, that's the last time. Your personality remembers that. But your other, like he said, your other 20 plus pushed you to the background. So, they just think, so they taking, like, all the control. So, when you finally snap in, the last thing you remember is what happened this day 5 years ago.
Damn.
You see what I'm saying?
Damn.
So.
Damn.
So anyway, so they're confused. So the whole kidnapping, all that shit happens because they're trying to prove a point that childhood trauma and all the rest of this stuff does cause problems as you grow up, like DID and all the rest of this stuff. So out of the three girls that he ended up kidnapping, two of them were pretty much from a well-to-do families. And so he has no care for them. Like, he's like, fuck them. Like, you know, whatever. The whole thing is happening during the process of the creation of the beast.
So all these personalities are coming there to create the beast?
No. So all these personalities are basically warning people, like, yo,
It's like an omen. Like,
yeah, like the beast is coming.
Oh, like they're like prophets for the beast. Like, yo, right.
Like, so basically, it's 23 different personalities. He's the 24th.
He's the 24th.
The beast is the
24th. Right. So, because they tried to play it off. So, like, the therapist was like, I remember you mentioned the beast back in the day. Was that real or was that fake? And one of the, like, personality number four was like, nah, it's not real. You know, we're good. We got that. All that shit was just talk. And now that event happens, and now they're like, yeah. So remember that time I told you that the beast wasn't real? I hella lied. That nigga's on his way.
And when that nigga show up, that nigga shows up.
Okay.
So it turns out that he's called the beast because where this person works with all the personalities is the zoo. So he starts taking on all personalities, like all characteristics of the animals around him. So...
So he moves like Hank McCoy from like X-Men.
Right. He's literally clawing. Like, he can find the smallest groove and be able to maintain his body weight. Like, they show him crawling on the wall, on the ceiling. He, you know, the girls get free. He attacks them. And, you know, when one of them walks up, he's literally eating.
Cannibalism.
Cannibalism. Eating the guts and the whatever outside of him.
And the thing about it, like you said earlier, like with the body chemistry, how your mind changes with your body chemistry. They actually, the psychiatrist throughout the movie, she actually talks about like how your mind can unlock different potentials to do different shit. And so with the beast, it's like, he said your body changes. So if he's kind of like, if dude's like, I don't know, like, how tall are you, Daryl?
5'9".
So if you 5'9", like, the beast can make him grow to be like 6'1", 6'2", like my height. Like, to make him grow like that, well, make him more muscle bound, yeah, and make his like body
overnight.
Well, no, like
this. Oh, it'll grow over time, and you become...
No. It's like when your mind changes.
Your mind, so
in your mind believes you're 6'2".
Your mind believes that you're 6'2", 275 pounds of muscle.
And so, like,
so your body acts that way. It takes on that chemistry. So he's
maybe like your size, maybe like got a little bit more weight on you, yeah. But then he gets into beast mode in his mind, and he starts gradually, like, turning cocky, like, this nigga just got done doing P90X.
Right.
Damn.
So like, you know what I'm saying?
So he ends up killing his therapist by bear hugging her.
Damn.
Like, squishes her insides.
And then, like, he goes off, and then he just starts talking to a bunch of shit, like, from Revelation out of nowhere on your ass. And, like, because at first you think, like, is he talking about, I'm saying, is it the beast we're talking about? The beast? And then you find out, like, oh, no, nah, like, what Ted says, like, all the animals. But at the same time, you can tell he took that mentality so much. And at the same time, he probably didn't remember so much of the shit from the other personality. He probably took that to scare the shit out of people with. And so now you see this crazy-ass dude going around. And I'm talking about he's fast, like, superhuman fast. Like you said, climbing on walls, like, in fair concrete, jumping over shit. He literally moves like Hank McCoy off of X-Men.
Yeah.
Damn.
So, and like, but it's like, but then like he takes shotgun blasts to the chest. Don't phase him.
Well, because that was part of the beast thing. Because the therapist mentioned it. So she was like, so, you know, is it true that he has impenetrable skin from steel? Because when he was crushing the therapist, she grabbed a knife off his table. And start stabbing him.
And the motherfucker bent.
And it bent and broke in half.
So basically...
So he's unbreakable. He's got to fight another motherfucker.
Right. So he... The shotgun blast hurt him. It regenerated, but it was enough for him to, like...
Stun him.
It was to stun him. The chick... The only reason he didn't end up being the chicken, that's why I was telling you, here's the message.
Yeah, because I forgot why, but you got to refresh. Go ahead.
The message was, even the stuff that hurt you in the beginning can save you in the end. Mm. He didn't end up fucking with her because she had scars and shit around her waist. Her uncle had been molesting her since she was a young girl.
That's right. You're right.
Her father ended up dying, so she had to go live with her uncle. So, you know, you kind of speculate that she had been raped all up until that point.
Because the flag was her being a little girl. That's right.
Oh, wow.
So
he didn't fuck with her because she was, like, tainted?
She was tainted. He was like, you know pain. Like, all these other motherfuckers that don't believe that I have this syndrome, don't believe in the beast, don't believe that one person can have 37 niggas live inside of them, though, think life is hunky-dory. You don't know what it feels like to be ridiculed, to be, you know, made fun of, and people not believe you and all the rest of that stuff.
Wow.
So I'm going to make them believe. That's what happened to the other girls. So when he went, so this nigga, she shot him almost at point-blank range with the shotgun.
Twice.
Twice. ran. He came up. She locked herself in a jail cell, and he bent the bars open.
Shit.
And then while he was about to attack, he was like, "Oh, you're like me. You've been hurt." He was like, "And it's a beautiful thing because from tragedy, beautiful things can happen." So
the beast talks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He speaks. He speaks in like biblical like speech and rhetoric. Like he talks like from straight verses from Revelation. Like that's how he talks. Like
he just lets her go?
Yeah. Cause he didn't want to fuck. Cause he was like, he was only trying to prove to show that
I'm real.
I'm real, but he doesn't give, like, the people who don't know pain can't tell me what pain is.
And I got 20 plus personalities to deal with this shit all day, every day. So you see what I'm saying?
So yeah, that's gonna be, you think it's gonna be pretty crucial in the next movie?
Dude, think about that fight. You got Unbreakable versus the Beast.
Because you gotta remember, Bruce Willis was pretty much, he literally, this nigga survived a tragic train crash that killed everybody on board but him. Not only did he survived 100% fine. He just got knocked out.
Yeah.
That's it. You see what I'm saying?
Then something else tragic happened to him when he was a kid or something like that. He just, the stuff happened to the kids and he didn't trip off.
He never been sick.
Yeah.
Like, he never has gotten physically sick a day in his life. Ever. And he was like,
I'm trying to remember, yeah, because there was some other stuff that happened to him. And then somebody, he said, like, oh, I broke my arm or something, but it was like, it wasn't broke or something like that.
It's been a second.
He said he had a football injury. Remember, he said, it was something with football, I thought.
Yeah.
Where he said he got hurt in football or something. But it wasn't true, though.
But it wasn't true. Like, he just made up in his head because it was like, he just didn't feel like doing this shit no more.
Yeah, it was something like that, yeah.
So basically,
M. Night might be back.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think with M. Night Shyamalan, like, because of Split. I think Split is bringing him.
But I heard
back
the one before
was,
that was pretty good too, though.
Devil.
No, he produced The Devil.
I thought he did.
He didn't write Devil.
He just produced and wrote it. He didn't direct it.
Okay.
Which one did he do? He did. Was it The Atlas?
No one clouded. Hell no.
Nah, it's no. The Visit. I heard is supposed to be good.
Okay.
Wasn't that about like?
I haven't seen that one though, but I heard it's supposed to be good.
No, After Earth was the last little thing I remember.
It's let's see what this.
He directed After Earth.
I think that was him.
Yeah, he directed After Earth. Yeah, that was. Yeah, I know.
He be having the message, but sometimes it's just.
Let's go and get into some of our topics and everything. If we men all upset about the Wonder Woman joint.
Man, get over yourselves, man. Yeah, shut the fuck up. Get over yourselves, man.
I mean, Wonder Woman's killing it at the box office, though.
It's the first female, it's the most popular female superhero out, period, dude. Like, let the ladies have this one, man. Like, damn.
Yeah, I mean, mad about damn. That. I can't wait for is the all-black Black Panther screening. That's going to happen.
Oh, you know that's going to happen.
And it's on my birthday, too. Black Panther come out on my birthday next year.
Okay? Oh, shit.
Yeah, nigga.
Oh, shit.
That nigga going to cover full uniform.
He going to give information.
I might talk with an accent the whole day. I might talk with an accent all day.
Oh shit!
This is Dero.
This is Dero.
No, I have to look at my name in African or I guess Wakanda. I wonder if I could look that up. It's got to be some kind of Wakanda language broken down.
If they had a Wakanda,
somebody's probably broken. This like they got fucking Klingon broken down. All the way.
Klingon is a fucking legit course in college, my nigga.
Yeah, you can learn Klingon. Yeah.
You know that?
Somebody's broken out every word.
No bullshit. You didn't know.
Klingon,
you did not know Klingon is a legit college course, dude. I forgot where it's in.
That's crazy.
You can break down Klingon. Like, you can literally take, like, and break down, like, and have people have fresh travel conversations in Klingon.
That's nuts.
Which would be some dope shit, though, if you actually was doing some illegal shit.
I was thinking that same shit.
You know how huge you have to find to fucking... let me stop.
Telling yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, it's moving some weight, but I can't figure out what the fuck they're saying. Like, nobody knows the...
I don't know where this goddamn...
What origin is this?
I don't know where this drop-off supposed to be
right.
At.
And then the IT nigga come in there to fix the computer. Oh, nigga, that's Klingon.
Right. This is something about Pier 9. I'm not sure.
It could be Pier 19.
This ain't gonna be Pier
19. I don't know. But I know it's in Delaware.
Yeah, look, you might need to check all of them. Fuck it. Oh, man. So, shout out to Zack Snyder, man, who's had family problems, man. His daughter committed suicide. Mm. And he had to shit. He stepped back from the editing from Justice League movies and
let Josh Whedon take
it. Josh Whedon took it over, so man, shout out to him, man.
Yeah, man. So and let's it's just a hold on fun. You know what? All y'all fuck boys, man. It's real shit, man. This I'm being serious, real this time. All y'all fuck boys, man. That's like talking bad about this his man's daughter's suicide only because y'all ain't like a fucking comic book movie.
Yeah, it ain't that serious, man.
Ain't that serious, man. Y'all,
are you
like,
serious?
Yeah.
People
are like, you know that?
People are like celebrating. Like
yeah. Seriously, people's
maybe Justice League be good.
Justice League be good. So I would say, that's probably why Batman vs. Superman was so fucking terrible because he was dealing with it. Like, nigga, it's people are just saying this shit about this man and this people man's wife. Like, you gotta remember, this is man's wife because they work together. You know, him and his wife work together.
His wife did some CGI or special effects.
Yeah. That's him and his wife. They run the production company together. Him that and Deb Slimer. Yeah.
Come on, man. Like,
come on,
man.
Have
some decency, dog. Like, I understand that you want to get fucking retweets and you know,
right.
Shared posts and shit, but come on, man. Like, for real.
That's some evil shit, dog. Ain't nothing cool about that shit at all. At all, man. That man straight, this man and his woman straight lost their daughter, man, on some horrible shit, dog. And for y'all to straight up over fiction? Nah, dog.
Yeah, it's not that serious.
Oh, fiction, nigga. This shit ain't real. Like, nigga, suicide is real. Someone dealing with their daughter, like their child dying, is real. Like Batman vs Superman, nigga,
is not real.
It's fucking fiction. It's fake. That shit ain't real, you know what I'm saying?
That's some straight fuck nigga shit.
That's what I'm saying. Nah, y'all some fuck boys for that, man. Anyone who do that, nah, dog. That shit ain't cool. So I just wanted to put that out there, man. So if y'all ever had that thought to like, hey, well, Zack Snyder could, y'all eat a dick, man. Like, for real, eat a dick for that one, dude. That's not cool.
And then they look.
Ain't shit cool about that, for real, for real.
Straight from the Oracle himself, yeah, eat a man, dick. So, maybe so, that's the name of the episode, eat a dick.
Eat a dick.
E-A-D.
So Zack and Zeb Snyder, man, prayers with you, man. Yeah. Hope y'all get through it, man, for real talk, man. All
right. Sister may be getting a reboot.
I've heard about that, dude.
They've been a lot of shit, and we get Tyson on with Roseanne getting a reboot too. If we just put that on.
See,
at the same time.
Netflix you started this shit because of
Roseanne's getting a reboot.
Well, I knew that.
Yeah. Look, it's Netflix fault because Fuller House.
That shit was a hit though.
That shit was like the most watched thing on Netflix.
It is the most watched thing on Netflix.
But Fuller fucking House.
More than Daredevil.
More than House
of
Cards.
It's number one. I don't know about the season two of Fuller House, but season one.
It's the you know it's that white without Christian.
The
old,
without, it's the middle boy, the old, yeah.
No. Fuller House is like not on that shit like that at all.
No. But they people watching it didn't know that going into it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They got like families broken up and all kind of shit on there.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, but
no
still,
Olsen twins either.
Right. Well,
they're not on there at all. They act like they don't exist.
Damn.
That's what I've seen it though. Maybe they mentioned them or something, but they're not
on
the show.
I think
that
man mentioned them, but I don't think they're on the show. Young Fellows on there, are they?
Yeah, they're on there like sparingly throughout certain episodes. The only ones that are starring on there is
the daughters,
the
right?
Two older daughters and their homegirl Kimmy. And then they got their kids.
Right. I mean,
so
yeah,
cut
I don't think
it out.
I don't know if Sister gonna be able to pop though. I don't know if it was.
I think it might pop.
I don't think so, Jim.
I think it might pop. It's actually perfect because the T and Tamara are still popular now. They're still both popular right now.
Yeah, they're popular, but
no, oh, my bad. You know what? It wasn't Fuller House that made it pop. It's Girl Meets World is one that what popped it off.
Girl Meets World. That's right.
That's been on four seasons. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
I just don't see Tia Tamara because I don't
if
even...
If Girl Meets World can pop, dog, Tia Tamara can pop.
Nah.
Well, Girls Meets World gonna pop because Boy Meets World was fucking classic.
I love Boy Meets World. Boy Meets World is a classic.
Right. I don't think Sister was a classic.
Yes, it was. It went 5-6 seasons. Teddy, did you
read the article that you wrote?
Yeah.
That you sent?
Yeah.
It even said it
nigga,
was like,
Batman was in it, okay?
Right, exactly.
Right.
They said it got dropped after the second season because it was struggling.
Right.
And then it ran for 3 or 4 more seasons, but not because it was gold. Is it any time fillers?
Yeah, I mean.
So it wasn't like it. Like,
it was a runaway success.
Right. People don't look at it like Sister Sister was like amazing. People were like I guarantee
cool.
you, if you compare Sister Sister, it was.
Which one's better, Smart Guy or Sister Sister?
Smart Guy.
Smart Guy.
Well, people,
Smart Guy
I feel like
only
people,
ran 2 seasons.
Like, you wouldn't compare Sister Sister to Family Matters.
No.
You can't compare them.
So that's what I'm saying. Family Matters was a gold.
But I think Smart Guy versus Sister Sister is a good battle.
Right. But they're not going to come back out with Smart Guy.
I would get totally behind Smart Guy reboot.
Nah, they could do a Family Matters reboot. They can hella do a Family Matters. And nerd shit is in too?
Would you bring it back with you got to bring it back focusing on Jahlil White
and Laura.
And then and their family. And then maybe you have guest star Carl and them coming over their crib.
Yeah, as a grandparents. Yeah. Yeah. Easy.
Do you do the original mom from Family Members, or do you get to do the one they cast for the last season?
I don't even remember.
The last season? Okay.
You know, Family Matters. It was a light skin one?
Yeah, the light skin one.
They pulled the Fresh Prince on this?
Yeah, okay. I'm going to tell you who it was, though. It was. She's actually a pretty decent actress, though. The one that that was the second mom. She was the. Dude, I'm going to tell you.
Diamond's mama from fucking Players Club.
Yeah, no. That's not her.
Yes, it is.
No, is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was somebody else.
That's Diamond's mom from Playground. I'm pretty sure it is. Because
Family Matters got dropped from TGI. They dropped TGIF. And then they moved to CBS. The last season, on the last season on CBS, the other mom was on there.
Bruh, you know, I guarantee you they're going to reboot Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
They can do a movie. They said they're talking about doing a movie, like how they did a Brady Bunch movie and all that. I'm talking about like a TV movie, like the reunion episode movie. I mean, all you do is do it around Uncle Phil dying. That's easy. Everybody got to come back because Uncle Phil died, because he's dead in real life.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think about how...
That's the only way you can do it. He's dead.
No, I'm just saying, if it was a series, you could pick it up. Like, who would they follow?
But Will Smith ain't going to do it.
I'm saying if he ain't doing movies no more, I mean, nigga...
Yeah, Will Smith ain't going to do no series.
he ain't doing a series. No, on
not,
Netflix.
That's just not a series. That's just a movie. Will Smith will never do a
that's
series.
That's not a series?
No, that's just a movie. He'll never do another... I guarantee you he'd never do a series.
I don't know, D. I think
I don't think he'll ever do a series.
I think he'll hit TV again. It'll be in his later years, but
hold up, I'm finna give you. Her name is Judy Ann Elder, the one that played in the last season, and I'm finna tell you. Yeah, this is her right here. You seen her in other stuff though?
Yeah, I'm finna tell you what she was young.
Yeah, no, I'm saying you. I'm gonna tell you what she was in that you gonna know. She played in 7 Pounds. What is she playing 7 Pounds?
Probably like a mom or something. Like either
Will. Yeah, she was. See, Mrs. Armstrong. I know I wasn't tripping.
Okay, so she was the mom.
Yeah, that was Diamond's mom and Players Club. I know I wasn't tripping. Yeah.
Kinda sorta.
Yeah. Okay. She the one she was trying to scold Diamond for not having the little cousin trying to be at the club. Yep.
Oh, I'm gonna give it to you. She played Gina's mom on Martin. That's who the lady was.
Yeah. Okay.
That's who the lady was. I knew it was somebody like that you would identify. Yeah. But you just never knew her name.
Yeah.
She played Gina's mom on Martin.
I got you.
But Family Matters reboot, that might work pretty goddamn good. And you bring Jamie Foxworth back and like she was like on like a Swedish thing or like something like that. And then her going. The little girl that walked up the steps and never came back.
The one that became a porn star.
The one that became a porn star, Crave. Yeah. Her porn star name was Crave, if anybody wants to look that up. It's an excellent scene with her and Byron Long. Yeah, Byron Long.
No,
my man Dingo, one of them.
I feel like Daryl went and jacked off to the Family Matters theme song.
Yeah. No, not the theme song. But, all right.
This is genius. This is pure.
Oh wow!
You gotta get that shit to vibrate to get the ink in.
Oh wow! This, but
niggas,
but Family Matters reboot. That might. Because you know how Family Matters started though. You know she was she was on Perfect Strangers. The mother was.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
She was the elevator operator on Perfect Strangers.
Right.
And then they. Now I don't know why they thought that was a weird. Because basically, Family Matters was going to get canceled at one point until they really introduced Urkel.
Right. Right. Because he wasn't supposed to be.
Yeah. That first season is horrible if you watch Family Matters.
Yeah.
Like it's horrible. And then they introduce Urkel and it's like, oh, people then they just made it all about Urkel. And he had like 55 motherfucking characters. He had a hood nigga. He had. All this stuff. Yeah.
Little boy, yet.
So do you? All right, let's talk about this Family Matters reboot. I like this idea here. I just want to revisit this. So, what characters does Jahlil White play? Other characters too? Does he play?
Stephon Arkell can come back because everybody loved him.
Mm-hmm. But does that?
That's the best fucking episode of fucking Family Man when he became Stephon Arkell.
when he was dancing to This for the Cooling by Babyface.
That's the episode I'm talking about. The best episode.
This is Deep Family Matters mythology. Here we get into though.
That nigga, what's the, this other, is what's the dumb nigga's name?
Waldo?
Waldo need to come
Waldo, back. Waldo, Waldo, nigga.
Waldo, Waldo's gotta, you right. Waldo's gotta come back.
Well, I don't know, because you bring back Darius McCrary, you know?
Got to. You gotta bring him back. You gotta bring the whole family, the general family nucleus gotta be there. Waldo could come in every other episode or whatever. You can do a 10-episode run on fucking Netflix with that.
You can say he got divorced with old girl.
No, you gotta bring her back.
No. I'm saying you say probably
Sherry Johnson. Where her fine ass.
Probably everybody say, well, you remember that one bitch you was fucking with sucked your dick and ran out of the car? Talking about Superhead.
That would be a great joke, though. That would be a great joke.
You
got divorced. Darius McCrary would have got divorced from some like you don't say a Superhead. You say it's some kind of like video vixenish chick. And she took him for all his money and stuff. He had to move back in with his parents. What if that's the show? Everybody had to move back in home. Back into the old house.
Nah, I'm not part of
that. That's what it is. Everybody had to move back into the old house.
You're not going to ruin Family Matters, man.
That's it.
No.
Darius McCrary moved back in.
What about Laura?
Steve got his parents' house. Laura and Steve lived next door in his parents' crib. Or whatever. So they ain't moved back in. But Darius moved back in. Old girl come back. Came up off a heroin binge. The girl that went up the steps, she just had a heroin binge and got out. She got out of rehab. She comes back home. Then what about 3J? 3J just gets out of college.
No. 3J be clowning on motherfucking Instagram. Do y'all be following
Yeah. Oh. 3J comes home from a psychiatric ward.
Orlando motherfucking Brown. Shout out to Orlando Brown, though. Man.
He's schizophrenic. Gotta take his pills. Let me flow with these people. What about Richie? What's Richie doing? Richie's actually a good actor. And he's like an actor and stuff or whatever. And he fell a little bit on hard times.
Richie's Ted Simpson.
Because he did a couple
Richie's Ted Simpson.
Then Teddy, you can actually play this. And then he fell on some hard times because he did a whole bunch of M. Night Shyamalan movies back to back. And then he picked some wrong roles. Who is it? Waldo. What is Waldo? Waldo ends up becoming a millionaire on some dumbass idea or whatever, and becomes a millionaire. And like
that he runs some, the fidget spinner.
It'd be
yes.
But Waldo ends up being like this proper dude all of a sudden. No, he's not his old self. So
he just be having like flashbacks of dumbass Waldo sometimes.
And then they start like, Waldo, you didn't change, man. He's like, no, I have to do this something different. Boom, boom, boom. All right, who else we got on that cast left?
That's it, man. That's enough. You done ruined it enough, man.
Aunt Rachel.
Black Family Matters, man.
Oh, she's got a chain of them restaurants. Like Sweetie Pies with a reality show.
Ah, yes!
Rachel's Place is a reality show.
Oh, my God.
And it's a reality show. And that's how her son is an actor.
Oh my God!
Yo, Family Matters is lit. We didn't get a whole trick. That's what the show.
We didn't get. We didn't get a check for this. Hey, ABC, give us a check, nigga.
Oh my God!
All right, that's it, man. Family Matters reboot, man. 10 episodes, Netflix.
So it's gonna be called Family Still Matters.
Teddy, see my man.
That's the name of it. So Family Still Matters. Shout out to Teddy. You always come through after all my fucked up ideas.
This is real.
Next up, this James, I'm gonna throw this from you on this Far Cry 5 controversy and this petition.
Oh yes. Yes. God, yes. I fucking love this so much, man.
They make it, you know, it's Christians. Like, they're fighting.
Right,
like,
yeah.
It's Westboro Baptist. You basically taking out the Westboro Baptist Church.
That's
essentially what you're doing.
Like, I've never even played Far Cry, but I'm thinking about getting it.
Far Cry is the that. Shit, dog.
Like, I've never played it, but
Far
the fact
Cry.
You get to kill Westboro Baptist people, they didn't need. Why we haven't done a movie with KKK, though? I mean, a game with KKK.
Mafia 3.
Right, and it's a black dude, right?
Half black dude, yep.
I need to write that down. Right, that one done. I need to get that.
Because there is a whole scene.
Right, because it's New Orleans, right?
Believe so, yep.
Yeah, okay, I've heard, okay. But I'm talking about, like, your name is, like, Jedediah, and you're an ex-slave trying to get out of the... Is that too much for people?
No, hey, no.
He's trying to get out of the South, and he's running. He's
dude,
a runaway slave?
Nah, it's
underground, the video game?
It's a complete revenge.
So it's Django, the game?
No, not Django. You a little more modern. He's a store owner that lost all his shit.
During Black Wall Street. Dude, why don't they power him this shit? Maybe that's what Black Wall Street, the movie, need to be. The get back.
Black
Wall Street. Ooh. What if he just go to the real Wall Street? Like, fuck it.
Well,
y'all fucked up my Wall Street.
It's called the Big Payback. kick that mug off with Jay Brown.
But yeah, Far Cry, man, I gotta get this
Vizzy. Dude, Far Cry, look, okay, I own Far Cry 4, man. Like, I just went ahead and just got some little add-ons. She just started to keep playing the game a little bit longer. But the game is dope. The whole premise of every Far Cry game, for the most part, is that you're a random dude. You happen to get stuck in a remote location. It happen to be a victim of circumstance on how to, like, basically start a revolution in some fucked up shit going on in, like, this remote area, this remote land. The most recent numerical one that came out, which is number 4. And every story is different. There's no linear for the most part, except for, like, the early games. But it takes place in, like, the Himalayas and shit like this. So this one's taking place in Montana, number 5. Basically, you are taking out the militia. America. America is deep in this game. Like, I'm talking about... talking about Southern Missouri America, dog. That America.
Gotta love that, man.
That America. We talk backwoods America, yes, in Montana. You hear me? And then you got hardcore Christian extremists. Mm. And mind you, I'm saying this as a man, as a Christian man, I'm like, huh. So we get to see the extremists on the Christian side now, there's a change.org made by someone, which I fucking love. I fucking love it. They want to go ahead and stop it. It's like, well, why we got to go ahead and kill some white Christians? How come it can't be when we got Muslims? Yeah. So why come we can't do that? Because every fucking game that takes place in the Middle East, we killing a motherfucking round person? The fuck?
Right.
The Call of Duty, my nigga? Come on, nigga. Modern Warfare? Come on. Anyone who's ever played Call of Duty Modern Warfare or any other military game, you've been killing brown motherfuckers. That's how I go. So that's how I go. So now that the rabbit pretty much got the gun, it ain't fun no more. And the thing about it, I think at this point it's a creative character, so you can make a male, female, black, white, whatever.
Okay.
So you already know I'm gonna get. I already got the bitch pre-ordered. So you already know. So I'm gonna take Total Splendor in this shit, and then they got to have the nerve. One of the main supporting characters is a black pastor himself. There's like, you know, I said, woe comes to the man who lead my flock astray. And his whole thing is say, you know what? So if I can't be the chef, but I fuck it, I'll be the wolf and go start killing niggas. So I was like, oh! Put out 357. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I'm like, oh, hell yeah. So that's the controversy. That's America got mad that you not killing brown people, now you killing white folks.
Which is stupid.
And not only white folks, you killing Christian white folks. Not only Christian white folks, hardcore extreme Christian white folks, the motherfuckers you see on like Hate Thy Neighbor. Dumb type. If you ever seen Hate Thy Neighbor, very interesting show about hate groups, watch it. But yeah.
I need to check that out, Hate Thy Neighbor.
It's some wild shit, dog.
What is that about? What is that?
Basically, Hate Thy Neighbor is a documentary series on Viceland.
That's not with Kamal Bell, right?
No, that's United States of, I forget, okay. Something like that.
No, nah, this dude's name is British. This is a, excuse me, biracial British dude named Jamali Maddox. He's a comedian. And so Vice, you know, follows him around, you know, different parts of the world where, like, different hate groups are. So first episode, he was here in America. He was in Detroit, and he was further down south investigating neo-Nazis. And he got a chance to talk to the head neo-Nazi of everyone. And so, yeah. And you find out more about hate groups and about how this people
really... Black dude?
Yeah, black dude, yeah.
He big, got a slick back like Al Sharpton hair?
No. I know who you talking about. No, you talking about a nigga look like Uncle Ruckus. I'm not talking about him. No. This is a young dude. He about, like, around our age, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, nah, but his name is Jamali Maddox. He, like I said, he comedian dude, light-skinned black dude, half black, half white. And then, so, you know, and he goes around talking to different people. Like, he talked to the the black Israelite extremists over on the East Coast. He talked to them dudes over there, which they know better than neo-Nazis, to be honest with you. Like, no, on some real shit, they're really not. They really know better than them.
So what's the name? What's the name of this?
Hate Thy Neighbor.
Hate Thy Neighbor, okay.
Yeah, so it just goes into all the fucking hate groups, all the major known hate groups and
the
shit like that.
The one you're
talking
about is United Shades of America.
United Shades of America.
Because that's, I think that's on Netflix. What you, I think that's on Netflix with the big guy that I think you're talking about. Yeah,
W. Kamau Bell.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. All right, next up, Tyler Perry said to do Boo 2, a Madea Halloween.
Can we go next?
Next, next. This can we just can move fast?
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Get your money, my nigga. But
so they really pushed this New Mutants movie. Rosario Dawson's supposed to be cast in this. I don't know if I'm going to give it a chance or not. You know, Rosario Dawson's in it, so I move up.
She going to be, what, she going to be Claire? Is she going to be Claire all over you?
No, she's playing their,
out to Tyler Perry. You get your money. I'm sorry. Because everybody else putting out some bullshit.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true. You know bullshit what? You got
right,
people.
We talk about we can't be mediocre too and get money.
Yeah.
Look at fucking Adam Sandler movies on fucking
yeah,
you're Netflix.
Right about that. So you know what, man? Fuck that. Yeah, Tyler Perry, get your money,
get your money, Tyler.
I need to quit hating on you, Tyler. You're exactly correct.
Yeah, get your money, my brother. Hey, and plus, do great shit, man.
So far in this New Mutants, though, we got Magic in here, Wolfsbane. Rosario Dawson's going to play Dr. Cecilia Reyes, which is going to be like their headmaster. Sunspot, Cannonball, and Mirage so far have been cast.
Okay. I mean, you ever seen
old girl from Game of Thrones that plays
Sansa?
The youngest daughter.
Oh, Arya.
Arya is playing Wolfsbane.
And then, because I already had Sunspot in that's Fitch Press.
Yeah. But it's not going to be the same person.
Okay.
And Cannonball was in the original trilogy.
He sure was.
And then what? So, I mean, I'm interested in seeing it maybe, man. I mean, we ain't gotten... There's Sticky Papers isn't involved in this in any way. So, that's a plus. So, they at least got my eye on it. Depending on how this trailer look, if I'm going to really mess with it or not. So, long as Sticky Papers ain't nowhere... The only problem is Simon Kinberg is involved with it, though. And he's the one that wrote all these bad X-Men movies.
We'll see, man. We will see. Like I say, if he's
producing, so he's got.
Give me some more good stuff like they deal with fucking Logan, man. Like if Fox can pull that.
Simon Kinberg didn't write that though.
Oh, he didn't.
No.
Oh, shit.
No.
Yeah. Then, I don't know. Then.
That's what I'm saying. Simon Kinberg.
Man, Logan was everything, man.
Yeah. All right. Next up, this is some. I'm only interested in this because the director. I have no interest in this shit anymore. It's going to be called Silver and Black. It's going to be a Silver Sable and Black Cat movie. But it's being directed by Gina Price Bywood.
Right.
So Beyond the Lights, Love and Basketball. She did Disappearing Acts.
Is Spider-Man going to be present
Lives
anywhere
Bees,
in this motherfucker?
Love and so all that, like some dope movies she's done.
My thing is Spider-Man going to be present anywhere?
No.
Okay, then.
I don't understand why the fuck they even doing this though.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, if you're gonna use Spider-Man villains or any heroes, man, you're gonna have to go ahead
at the
bare minimum put Peter Parker in there somewhere.
Yeah, that's why we can roll right into Tom Hardy being cast as Venom. But
now, mind you, I'm cool with Tom Hardy. Now Tom
who
Hardy,
is Venom gonna fight though? They said Spider-Man's not gonna be in there. Who he gonna fight? Well, Carnage.
That'd be tight.
But the thing is, Maximum Carnage has Spider-Man as the main character.
But who else Venom gonna fight though?
We can't make it Agent Venom. That's way too far.
Yeah, but I'm saying, it's gonna have to be Carnage, right?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how this is gonna work because my thing is this: like, if they don't put Spider-Man nowhere in the movie, then why even have a Venom movie? You can't have Venom without having Spider-Man, unless you're talking Agent Venom, and Agent Venom became his own thing.
Yeah, I mean, unless they show Spider-Man at the beginning, maybe. And they maybe just keep him in the suit and he just throws away the symbiote. You know, you show him in it and then he's like, fuck this. And he throws it away and then goes to Tom Hardy. Maybe you do something like that and just keep him in the 5-10 minutes in the beginning.
I mean, but like I said, you're going to have to display him in some way. But if you're going to focus more on Venom, man,
you have to take him out of costume is what I'm saying. You just keep him in the costume and just do his voice. So you ain't got to even pay Tom Holland
out on the set. But who, like you said, though, who he's honestly going to fight outside of Spider-Man and Carnage? And Carnage, and the way that's Carnage going to have to work, Carnage came from prison. Came from fucking Venom, breaking in prison, helping Eddie Brock out.
Yeah.
And fucked around and spawned, and there you go. I mean, so I'm like, I don't know how this is going to work. Because even if you start Carnage, Maximum Carnage is like good three movies by itself. You're going to do it, right?
Yeah, I don't
know. So, this is what I'm saying. Like,
Sony doing this. This ain't Marvel. This is Sony doing this.
And that's
what
I'm like, I don't know. That's what I'm thinking. Unless you're doing Agent Venom, which, yeah, Agent Venom is a thing. Agent Venom is cool as shit. I fuck with Agent Venom. I do. I truly do. But
Sony is like you, but, the dude that hop on your track as a rapper and you kind of blow up and you're on that track with him, knowing you don't stay like kind of with that form. You're like, I'm going to do that shit on my own. I'm gonna start my own label. And you're like, nah, yeah, it don't work. You was on Rockefeller, pimp. You did stay on Rockefeller Records. Why are you going out? I'm trying to think of some examples of that. Like, maybe, no, not Dipset. But it'd be like Jim Jones when he left Dipset. And he doing his own thing. Like, okay, you got that We Fly High, you know, but that's because you was involved in Dipset. Right. You need to stay in Dipset to make sure you get some Dipset things going on. Mm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't get it.
It don't make sense. And it don't make sense.
The Silver Sable Black Cat isn't supposed to be in that same universe with Venom and Spider-Man, of course, obviously.
Right.
But that's all. I don't.
I mean, you got an assassin and a cat burglar. So, I mean, how. I mean, it's not like you can do like a Harlequin and Poison Ivy type joint. It ain't like you can do some shit like that. Ain't like you can get away. Like that, you can get away with. You can get away with something like in DC, like with Harlequin, because that's literally
you
like.
You already introduced Harlequin in a movie, though, too.
And that's what I'm saying. You can get away with, like, if it was something like that, you can get away with something like that. Because we know Harlequin and Poison Ivy, they got enough of their little misadventure shit. You can make their own shit with no problem.
Yeah, they're doing the sirens, Gotham sirens.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So that's easier to do with something like that if you're talking about, like, a duo type of joint like that. But with Silver Sable and Black Cat, I mean.
People don't even know who the fuck they are.
They are, but. Like, you see what I'm saying? The people don't know who the fuck they are, and if you're not planning on putting Spider-Man references nowhere, even if I guarantee if they did like something like Harlequin and Poison Ivy, Batman gonna appear somewhere in that motherfucker. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because these are Batman villains. So if you don't put a Spider-Man with Spider-Man's villains in it, it doesn't make feasible sense. That's basically what I'm saying.
Teddy, any thoughts on Tom Hardy being Venom and all this?
Great character pick, but I don't know how this is gonna work.
I thought Tom Hardy could have waited for something better, though, too. I don't know.
I feel
like he could have been the reboot of Wolverine or something.
Oh, no, he definitely would have made a perfect Wolverine, like, hands down.
He should just wait it, maybe. They're going to come back to Wolverine at some point.
I mean, that's true. I don't know. I mean, fuck. I mean, Ryan Reynolds played two fucking characters. So.
He played.
So,
you know, it could work.
Not to say it's not possible, but.
It could work. It's just my thing is, I just don't know how story-wise would work. I think that's probably my main thing. Story-wise, how would that shit kind of work out?
Yeah, I can see that.
But character-wise, no. Like, Tom Hardy, character-wise, works. Like, because you got to make a cop. Because he can beat Kai Diesel. He can have the persona. He can have the crazy-ass persona talking in plural. No, like, that's not going to have an issue. It's just him as a character, like, how the story going to progress.
Yeah, who is he going to fight?
If it's not Agent Venom, how is it going to progress doing with Eddie Brock? That's just my whole thing, without Spider-Man being around.
Exactly. Like, or do they wait? But then they got to wait too long for that. I was wondering, do they wait until a Spider-Man 2 and introduce him in there? But then they got to wait, though.
See, that's
they got to wait, two, 3 more years to do that? So then you're not coming out Venom thing. For 4 years.
And that's my whole thing right there. See, all that right there, I mean, with having a Venom movie, and then if you're going to construct it out right, like, they just say, oh, we're going to throw Agent Venom in there. Okay. How did this happen?
Yeah.
Like.
You know what? They fuck around probably going to go straight to Agent Venom. Because he's more popular right now.
Yeah, Agent Venom is way more known now. Yeah. At this point, I mean, Eddie Brock is still the most known version of Venom.
Venom is popular now, though.
He's popular now. Yeah. So he's the second most known. Now, him is probably him, Eddie Brock, then Spider-Man, then Flash Thompson, I would say. But it's just the fact, I don't know, storyline, how it's going to work. That's
and
just
in the comics, too, right now, you know, they're making everybody symbiote Venom. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's supposed to be like a classic thing going back and forth with that.
Yeah.
Next up, Tim Story to direct film on Tulsa's Black Wall Street.
I'm with that, man.
Yeah, I'm down with it, man.
Fuck yeah, I'm with that.
I'm interested to see how they flip it, man. How they put that together. Teddy, what do you think about that?
I mean, I think it's a good idea. I would be interested to see Tim Story directing, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm used to him being, it's a little more flashy.
What do you mean? Oh, to my Tim Story?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you look at me, think about what he did. Right. Fantastic Four
and stuff. So I'm interested along. To see how. Exactly. It's real campy.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to see how.
Oh, did he do. Out. No, he didn't do. He didn't do one of the barbershops, did he?
He did do a barbershop.
He did all
of them, actually.
No, the last one was done by the same guy that did.
He did one of two.
Yeah. The third one's done by Malcolm Lee.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Malcolm Lee did the last one. Have you been watching Underground, man?
No, man, I gotta
They canceled it, but then now they're saying Oprah's getting it. picking it up.
Well, I know they're pushing for Oprah. I didn't know if she's actually.
Yeah, it's just, they're saying that maybe it's going to be Oprah.
I know they want it to be Oprah. Like, they're asking Oprah to pick it up, so.
But the show's expensive, though, is what they're saying, too, though. And I heard that WGN now is trying to become, like, a competitor for Fox News, basically.
Really?
But for, like, sitcoms. They dropped, like, 4 or 5 of their sitcoms already. Like, they were popular. Like, Outsiders, I heard, was real popular. They dropped that.
They want to become for Fox. What do you mean,
competitor? Like a competitor, like do like more conservative type stuff.
Oh, they're gonna become a competitive news source.
Yeah, and yeah.
I didn't know that they were.
News stuff and like.
I thought they were almost liberal. I didn't know.
They said they changed up another company that's conservative bought them. I guess a couple of years ago.
Yep.
And so Underground is canceled. Underground is good. I'm 2 or 3 episodes behind for this season, but it's good, man. It's good. You gotta watch it. You gotta watch it, man. It's not. It's only 10 episodes per season, so it's not.
So much other stuff. You know what I'm saying?
It's a good concept in the movie, man. And these two next topics, we could push together. But Tom Cruise he's all about these sequels right now. You got Top Gun 2, Edge of Tomorrow 2. He said it's supposed to be coming out.
I can see Edge of Tomorrow 2. I don't know. I mean, Top Gun maybe for some nostalgia's sake, but
because Tony Scott's dead. The original director and writer.
Suicide.
Yeah, he killed himself. Yeah, suicide.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would rather. I mean, Top Gun 2 nostalgia. I probably would want to see it. Edge of Tomorrow 2. I'm actually really interested.
Yeah, no,
in that.
Like, that's something I'm reading. Yeah,
that was a sleeper film, though, because I didn't see that until DVD.
Oh yeah, I saw it in theater.
Yeah, that was a sleeper film. Was Edge of Tomorrow?
I remember I said it was dope though.
Yeah. That was a sleeper. But Top Gun 2, I love Top Gun, the original, man. I just need them to also do better with black people in it, too, though, man. I need my own. I forgot his name, the other black guy. What was his name in there? Was it Merlin? No, the black guy in there, that was his second pilot. His second one after Goose died.
Oh, you thinking Top Gun. I was thinking Edge of Tomorrow.
Oh, no, I'm talking about Top Gun. Just trying to play the black people. And that was in the 80s where we was just happy to be in a movie at that time. Right. So.
Axel Foley.
Mentioning somebody else, Jordan Peele, to produce Lovecraft series on HBO. So if anybody, let's call it Lovecraft Country. So basically this whole series is a 1-hour drama, straight to series order. It's going to be by executive producer from Underground too, Misha Green. The show is going to be based around, it's going to be a theme around a horror genre, of course. It's from a novel called Lovecraft Country, and it's a 2016 novel from Matt Ruff focused on a 25-year-old Atticus Black. After his father goes missing, Black joins up with his friend Letitia and his uncle George to embark on a road trip across 1950s Jim Crow America to find him. They begin to struggle to survive and overcome both the racist terrors of white America and the malevolent spirits that could be ripped from a Lovecraft paperback. The goal is an anthological horror series that reclaims genre storytelling from the African American perspective. So, I mean, I'm glad he took this instead of doing what was he going to do, Akira? They was trying to get him to direct Akira.
Really?
I was glad he didn't take, because to me that would have been like that was a setup for it. M. Night, and that ended his career. Because people would have been so mad at him if he fucked that up. And he's probably, and it's no way you can do that well, I think, that movie. Mm-hmm. So I'm interested in this, though. I'm interested in that. Wow, Jordan Peele is doing well, man. Any thoughts on this before we kind of start running through some stuff?
I'm with it.
Teddy, what you think?
I like that idea. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it seems to be Jordan Peele's realm. I mean, yeah. It's not Jordan Peele.
Yeah, it's Jordan Peele. Yeah,
Jordan Peele's real. Yeah. So, anything that he's behind thus far, you know, I'm always been with it.
All right. We pushed through Punisher's post premiere in November. So that's gonna be pretty hard. We got August with
Defenders.
Yeah. Any anime news for us, James?
Nah, I actually kind of took a step back this time around because I've been catching with too many other shows, man. So I had to step back from anime for like this week, man. So next week I'll have some other great stuff for y'all. But yeah, this week I just kind
of. And we got to put up the battle of the week. Sorry about that, y'all. I was slipping. Wesley Snipes versus Michael Jai White characters. That's going to be our battle of the week still. I'm going to put that up on Lando Cal Facebook page, or you can vote. If you hit us up on Lando Calpod at Gmail or Lando Calpod on
Twitter, Instagram.
We're also on YouTube, y'all. So all the episodes here, you could also check them out on YouTube as well. There. Yes, sir. Any conspiracies of the week, Teddy?
I mean, we can hold off because I know we have okay. time.
All right. Let's run through Sleeve It or Leave It trailers. First up is The Keepers. You want to go and run into this real quick?
Yeah, man. I'm going to kind of keep it brief since I know we're low on time. I started watching The Keepers. I was close to finishing episode 3, but I got real tired because it was late, man. So I kind of started dozing off on it. But it's a documentary series on the same kind of vein as Making a Murderer and Amanda Knox and stuff like that. And it's telling about a 50-year-old murder case of this lady named Kathy Sesnick, who was a nun in Baltimore. And she got killed. Wow. She got abducted, and her body was found 2 months later. And she was a teacher at a Catholic school, an all-girls Catholic school, basically. And more or less you find out that more than likely, 9 times out of 10, she got killed because she found out a lot of the girls in school were getting raped and molested to a very fucked up degree. More than you would just regular think it is. Like, it's like corruption on like a citywide level with like policemen and other politicians and all this other shit.
Damn.
Like the chaplain of the fucking school basically was like the chaplain of every other government like facility in like the immediate neighborhood and shit like that. And then like they basically had the local Catholic church under lock and thumb. Like he was like straight like some mastermind shit, like the guy that was in front of it. So man, so it's a group of women that's like in their 60s now, probably around our mother's age and shit like that now. That's that were her students that was the dead nun students at the time. And so they want to find out what happened because she was the only one who actually had their back when a lot of them was going through the molestation and shit like that. So I was like, damn, she died a fucked up death and no one really found out what happened. It's like it just kind of ran cold. So now we want to try to figure out what's happening. It's basically like we can't let this shit die out because it's like such a big stain on the history of Baltimore, apparently.
Is this a true story?
Yeah, it's a true story. Like, this is a true thing that happened in Baltimore 50 years ago.
Damn.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, all this is like if you watch the documentary, man, it's sad, man. Like, it's like the first episode is like it's kind of a grind, but that second episode is just like niggas ain't shit, dog. Like, that's all you're gonna be saying, man. Like, it's sad, man. But it's good though, man. So that's what I gotta say.
Okay. All right. Next up, The Deuce. It is a HBO series about the porn industry from people that did The Wire. My man Simon and them. I'm always down with what they're doing, so I'm with that one. Teddy, did you just?
I ain't get a chance.
Just
to
check
see
it out.
So.
I ain't get a chance to see it, but if it's made by the same people by Made to Wire, then I'm already for it. Yeah, the opposite Wire is my jump off.
Ozark, Jason Bateman series. I know.
I'm for that.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm for that. Yeah.
I'm with that one.
I'm for that one. So that's a sleeve. Definitely.
Batman and Harley Quinn.
Sleeve. I seen it. I'm gonna give it a shot.
I don't know, man. I'm getting tired of Batman stuff, man.
I'm gonna give it a shot because I'm gonna give it a shot.
I mean, I'm gonna watch it, but it's like. That might be an or.
Right.
I'm going to give it a shot, man, because I just got done watching the whole story of Injustice 2, man, and go Harley Quinn, man.
Okay.
So Harley Quinn is a good guy now. She's a good guy in that universe, man, and I like her character. And Wonder Woman is just a total bitch, but that's a whole different story. But all go ahead.
last up, Star Wars Discovery.
Is it Star Wars or Star Trek
Discovery? Star Wars. I mean, Star Trek Discovery. I'm sorry.
That look good because it's what's the name from Walking Dead?
Yeah,
Shemeika
Green.
Right?
Green. Yep, Shemeika Green.
Yeah, let's sleeve that.
Yeah, I'm sleeving that.
And I like that. It looks real like colorful stuff. Only problem is it's gonna be on CBS Online. You gotta pay $8 a month for it.
Have you seen the Orville one? Orville.
Mm-mm.
Orville.
So CBS.
Orville.
That's my boy. That's Jay.
That's a Star Trek parody by Seth MacFarlane.
I actually saw it on a screener like two or three months ago. Mm-hmm. Was it? I saw it 2 or 3 months ago already.
What?
The first episode.
The black dude in it is our boy.
Boy.
Really?
We grew up with him.
Yeah, Jason Lee.
Shout out to Jason, man. We're trying to get him on the podcast.
Get the fuck out of here. Hell yeah. Shout out to you, brother.
It's coming in the fall, I think.
Yeah, so we'll have to review it. Maybe get Jason on before. We definitely need to get Jason on.
Jason, shout out to you, bro, man.
Shout out to Jason Lee, man. So we can wrap it up, fellas. Let everybody know where to keep you up at.
Twitter and Instagram at JBJRofficial, SoundCloud.com/JBJRFormerBeats. Make sure to check out my brethren, Straight Out of Low Cash. Make sure to also support the studio, Suburban Pro Studios, 3739 South Jefferson Ave in St. Louis, Missouri. St. Louis Recording Studios.com. Make sure to follow them there. And also check you out for the return after kind of a hiatus for Fruit of the Bone, which we record later on this week.
Okay, Teddy. Where can they not hit you up at?
Facebook, Theodore Simpson IV.
But now this friend, they gotta message you first.
Gotta message me, man.
Same here, man. I'm getting a couple of scammers.
We talked about that on the Shadow Location.
Like, I had a couple people add me on PSN, man. So, hey, on PlayStation Network. So, I appreciate that. So, I'm glad y'all kind of told me who y'all was ahead of time.
Oh, so people told you they listened to the show.
Lando K. I was like, okay. Okay.
Yeah, I'm on PSN too, y'all. Hit me up, Dig Game ISU. I'm on there, man. So, hit me up. Twitter, Dig Game. Make sure you email us LandoCalPod@gmail.com. LandoCalPod on Twitter. The Lando Calrissian Experience on Facebook as well. Appreciate y'all listening. As always, maybe Jules do a review? Wonder Woman together, like a spoiler review.
Shit, we can. And also,
and then we'll throw that up too. And then me and Teddy may do. We need to do something. People have been emailing when we going to clown a movie though. So maybe we need to do a movie. Check the email. Like, people want us to go in on, like, maybe we just need to pick a random movie.
They should
movies.
Just have us pick a movie. They
there,
pick
we
a movie.
There we
yeah,
go.
Yeah, that probably be bad. Email us at LandoCalPod@gmail.com and let us know what movie.
So we have turned into the Black Mystery Science 3000.
Fuck yeah. Dude, speaking of which, that came back.
Yeah, I know. I saw this on Netflix.
Yeah.
So maybe we need all, man, because somebody wants to do Tales from the Hood.
Please do.
But I'm not going to clown that, though. I mean, I'm going to clown certain parts, but I'll...
Belly.
I like it.
Do Belly.
I kind of like Belly, though, too.
Come on, man. You got to come on Belly a little bit, though.
Well, I will.
So there answers your question where everybody's like, Daryl, do you like anything? Yes. Anything black from the 90s has already been grandfathered in to not being clowned.
No, not all of them. Not all of them. Before we get out here, let me think. I do not like Jason's lyric. I think Jason loses. I don't dislike it. I just think it's overrated. Right,
okay. Fine.
It's not in tier one hood classics. It's not a tier one hood classic.
No, I agree. It's definitely not a tier.
Hold the on. Bad Houston accent from Alan Payne and Jada Pinkett fucked me up.
I need to rewatch because I don't know if it's any worse than Belly. You know, Belly has
Belly's bad, people. Okay. I just have a taste in my heart for it.
It's bad enough to where it's child pornography happening.
We saw all these movies drop before we had the ability of discernment. Okay?
Yeah.
Like we didn't have a rating system built in. Like,
know, it was just happy to have a black movie come out at that time.
Yes, exactly.
With all the, like, think about Nas, DMX.
The hip hop community
what?
Is in
and
one
then,
movie.
And then when I went to see it, I saw the
way the movie ended, he was like, get the fuck out of here.
Made no sense. I'm 100% with that. But you got to remember when I saw that Halls Ferry 14, if anybody is old enough to remember that, Halls Ferry 14 on opening Friday, it was like a party. It was a party up in there. So that's all I say about Belly, man. So maybe we do need to cover Belly first, Teddy.
Now, you know what? No. We're going to leave those safe. We're going to leave those safe. Y'all emails something 990-ish in African-American.
Oh, no. Do The Room by Tommy Wiseau.
Is that the one with
Tommy Wiseau, The Room. If you've never seen The Room by Tommy Wiseau, nigga, just watch it. It's a horrible fucking movie in every sense of the word.
Oh, no, it's the worst movie of all time?
Yes, you got it.
I've heard about this.
You got it.
Is that the one that Roger Ebert said was like
no, it's
garbage?
Like ranked like negative on
like it's like it's so like it got it was so bad that dude had to change it from a serious movie to a dark comedy.
To a comedy, but it's did it as serious at first.
Like, it's so bad, it's awesome. It's that bad.
That's crazy.
We can't clown that. That's way too much. We got to clown
some
movies. It's too easy. Yeah, it's too easy.
Damn. Okay.
But we'll figure out. Emails.
Yeah, just email us.
We'll figure it out. We'll do that. Not even
the fact that we need to clown it.
We just need good movies to review.
Just give us some movies that you would like to see. Maybe something that is
classic
not.
Or whatever. We may be talking good about last reviews.
Or some hidden gems.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It doesn't have to necessarily be anything that's out in the theaters. If you saw something like, yo, did y'all ever see, you know, fucking Square Spot? You're like, fuck. All right, we'll check it out.
All right, bet. Email is LandoCalPod@gmail.com. Appreciate y'all listening as always. Peace.
Peace out.
Peace.